Now, one in every 13 private vehicles on our roads is uninsured, according to new figures from the Motor Insurers Bureau of Ireland. Accidents involving uninsured vehicles are estimated to add between 30 to 35 euro to all motor insurance premiums here. Let's talk to David Fitzgerald, Chief Executive of the MIBI. You describe this situation as problematic. You're looking for government action. What do you want to see?
Yes, Brian, we're very concerned about the number of uninsured vehicles on Irish roads and the rate that they're growing. As you said, it now represents one in every 13 private vehicles. And we've seen significant growth over the last 3 years with an extra 23,000 vehicles being uninsured. Uninsured driving is against the law and it makes our roads less safe. That's why we need the Oireachtas to pass the Road Traffic and Roads Bill so that the full force of the new AMPR system that we've been working on with the insurance industry can be in place and delivered to the Gardaí to make it as easy as possible for them to automatically identify uninsured drivers.
NPR, number plate recognition.
That's right, automatic number plate recognition. And what that does is there's cameras in the Gardaí cars and in thousands of handheld devices on the front lines, and they can point those cameras at license plates, and then this system will be able to tell them whether or not the vehicle appears uninsured. And we think it'll be a real game changer in reducing uninsured driving.
So the current system where, you know, people are stopped at a checkpoint and the disc is examined just isn't working.
That's right. Now, there is an initial phase of the database that is in use by the Gardaí, and they're finding very promising results with that already. So they're identifying 128 uninsured vehicles per day in recent figures that they released. But we expect to see that number grow substantially once they have the full system and it reaches its full potential. They'll have much richer data. And at the moment, they just have private vehicles. This will include commercial vehicles, for example, vehicles on fleet policies. And we think it'll be a real game changer for the Gardaí. I know they're anxious to get the system, but we need that legislation in place so that we can give them that data.
Very good. David Fitzgerald, Chief Executive of the MIBI. Thanks for talking to us.